Hello? Hi.
Hello? Oh, hi. Looks like we're on the air again.
Hooray. Anyways, what do we have tonight?
Well, in terms of music or fanfic? Or both?
Both, I believe.
Well, in music, we've got a lineup that mostly I've put together here. Most of it is actually music from computer games. In general,
Ooh,
PC games
PC.
are not generally thought of as much for their music as console games are. There's a couple console games in here.
Well, this song right here, they also it was also more well known. It's more well known in its use in a PC game, actually. So I guess
Oh.
you could
Well,
count
then
this all as a
there's
PC game
one
list.
game that's or from the console, one song. But the rest of it's from PC games, except for one, which is technically from a Mac game. Bet you didn't know there were any Mac-only games. At least back in the day there used to be, and then we figured out how to port them to Windows.
Wasn't Halo going to be a Mac-only game
I
originally?
don't know. However, the first song we've got lined up, although we won't play it quite yet, is from Marathon 2, made by Bungie Studio.
That's what reminded me right there.
Yep,
Marathon.
Marathon. Oh, Marathon.
They say that Marathon and Halo take place in the same universe.
That's quite possible. Marathon is very definitely a game, at the very least, in the faceless, voiceless, nameless, dork main character genre. For that matter, you don't even know if your main character is a human or a robot.
Wow, really?
Really, you never know anything about your main character. There's like a community devoted to spawning half-baked theories. Like they've taken the text from the game and codified it with a standard system of reference.
What?
They have, so that they can quote it and write essays on it in a manner that people will be able to understand.
That's weird.
Yes,
So he's pretty
that
much
is
a kind
weird.
of like Doom guy, really.
Yes, except I don't know if ever has a name.
Why is Doom guy always wearing the most? He's so scantily clad. Like his entire lower torso is
I
completely
don't know. I've
bare.
never actually seen pictures of Doom Guy other than that scowling face.
The scowl. Oh, I forgot about the scowl. I think I can pull up a picture of Doom guy for you.
Anyway, our fanfic tonight is actually of a very interesting type.
Yeah,
We
you can see his six pack is right there.
Oh yeah, that's Doom Guy. Anyway, our fanfic tonight, the more sensitive of our viewers may want to steer clear because we're reading a fanfic, it turns out, of the Bible.
This is a tragedy waiting to
This is a
happen.
tragedy waiting to happen, particularly because it's a reading, just looking at it, it's ridiculous. It
Oh,
doesn't.
God. You have to do all the mispronunciations.
This is when the train of semantics, like, gets completely derailed. It's actually pretty ridiculous. It's mildly frightening.
Today I wanted to go to back to good old-fashioned horrific grammar and spelling.
Yeah. Rather than any more sophisticated kinds of,
Errors.
yeah, such as inconsistencies in plot.
Or anything having to do or being Gowie.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Anyway, for now, we've got up a little bit of music, then we'll be starting our dramatic
Are there
recitation.
any tentacles in our story? There should be some tentacles.
I hope not. I hope not. I really hope not. Anyway, our first song up tonight is, as I mentioned, the theme song from Marathon 2, which was originally released only for the Mac until some clever folks figured out how to let us PC users play it.
Us PC users?
Well, me.
I'm just
Us PC
I'm a
users.
PC user
It's
myself.
freeware, by the way.
Marathon's freeware?
Yeah, Bungie released it as freeware.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so let's play it.
Okay, here goes.
Thank you.
Okay, that second song we were playing is from Free Space 2, which is an old, old space sim game. You pilot a little fighter craft around and make things explode. 3D, though, very nice, and it's one of the few games my computer can actually run at full settings. I kid you not.
When was this game made?
98, I think.
Well, it's not that old.
That's true. Could be older. Anyway, that song, for some reason, all of the music in Free Space 2 is named, for some reason, after biblical verses. This one was Revelation chapter 1. There's Numbers chapter 1, Numbers chapter 2, Numbers chapter 3, then Joshua and Revelation. I'm not sure why they decided to name them that way, but hey, whatever. It works. And in this case, it fits in very nicely with what we've got right here. We have got a Bible fanfic, as we have previously alluded to. It's entitled The Bible. Clearly, our writer here was not feeling very original.
Hans von Hosel.
It's marked as spiritual / tragedy. This can be going nowhere good.
Do you want to kick it off, or do you want me to?
I'll do this one.
Oh, dear.
So, here goes.
I'm turning the headphones down. I don't want to hear this at all. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, what we've got here. Chapter 1, Making the World. One day, God making of the world. Oh no, say Jesus, the world is too small. Suddenly, world on fire, the world burning to the ground. All my worlds make a breakage, said God. I need someone who can creation of a world. Then, God pick up a rock and zap Adam and Eve on it. Hello, I am much of godly, say the god. Oh no, we can no see the gods, say Adam. Suddenly, God pull a sun. Now there be light, say God, but this light make a distraction of my readings. Suddenly, the sun gave birth to a baby moon.
This is not even in the right order.
The moon Danubed to the rock.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
It's painful. Suddenly, God zapped a tree of apples. Now, you no make a touching of trees, say God. Suddenly, a snake from down the tree. Hello to you, say the snake. You want a taking of the apple? Suddenly, Adam and Eve had eaten all of the apfels. Then, God made a return from his vacation.
This hurts.
Adam and Eve suddenly hid in a cave because the apple made them embarrassment of their nakedness. Why have you two consuming much of the apples? Boomed God. And suddenly, the snake flew away. Much of flying away the snake, said Adam. I told you no touch my trees. You creation of a touching! Yelled God, and suddenly he zapped Adam and Eve, and they turned to dust. So I really only have one question, and that's what language was this originally written in? Oh my.
How many chapters are there here?
There's 7 chapters.
Oh, jeez. Do you want to do another chapter or move into some music?
Let's do one more. Let's do one more. We can stomach this.
Noah's Ark, is it?
Noah's Ark, with no apostrophe.
Do they skip Cain and Abel?
Looks like they do. You didn't think this was actually going to follow any kind of, like, coherent order, did you?
Yeah, I thought that was an important enough story to mention. You know, and same with Abraham and Isaac and all of them.
Ethan. It's fanfic. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but some of those parts need to have their fans. All right. Noah's Ark.
You want me to turn up the font size on this so you can read it better?
I can read it pretty fast.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here goes.
Suddenly, the firmaments began to fly away.
You need to read more energetically.
Suddenly, the firmaments began to fly away. Maybe. God jumped on the firmament, and so did Jesus, and left dust that used to be Adam and Eve on the ground. Suddenly, the dust made an evolution and turned to humans. Then the firmament went back down and God and Jesus getting off. Oh, no! say God. That dust has turned into human. You were a creation of a flood, say Jesus. Suddenly, a rain clouds begin to form. Noah was looking at a weather forecast. This weather will be much of rainings, said Noah. Suddenly, Noah touched a tree and it turned into a boat. Oh dear, said Noah's wife. What is this new building?
I'm burning your dog.
I have creation a boat, said Noah.
Say Noah.
I checked the weather and there shall be a flood. Now we need two of every... Suddenly, animals started rushing onto the boat. Noah and his wife sat on the boat. On the boat, Noah saw a map. This map has directions to the treasure, says Noah. Well, we can kill one bird with two stones, mustn't we?
Is that supposed to make sense?
God looked down and saw Noah being greedy with a map. The rain waters to pour, but Noah was only intent on finding of treasure. You have intention to find treasure, yellowed God.
Sounds like someone got bellowed and yelled mixed up.
Yellowed.
God yellowed. And then God pinked.
You are being greedy. So then God made a lightning bolt and Noah's ark sinked and all the animals died. You didn't think that through, yells Jesus.
No.
Now there be no animals. God sighed. His plans made a failings again.
This is special.
This is the most amazing thing.
Wow. I still want to... This can't have been written by a native English speaker.
Oh, on the guy's profile, there's a German flag.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I'm still going to make fun of him, though.
Yes. This next one I've got to do, but not right now.
Thank God.
Right now, it looks like it's time for Ethan to introduce something, because I don't know this one.
Yes! Falcon, yes!
No. You know, I once saw a picture where it's like Sherlock Holmes, except it's Captain Falcon's face. It says, Falcon Hunch! The pun never stops when I'm around.
I know. It's just like, I actually want to see this picture. It actually sounds really enjoyable. Are you okay?
Sure, you can.
I'm sorry. Inside jokes are not allowed on the radio. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this next song comes from a favorite game of mine, Medal of Honor Allied Assault. It's a game that was actually made by Steven Spielberg, and it lifts a lot of its inspiration from the movie Saving Private Ryan, as is noted in the... in the D-Day scene. I felt that the World War II genre has sort of been, well, milked for all it was worth. And it's dead now. And I actually posted a rant on Facebook.
It's just sleeping.
Yes, I actually posted a rant on Facebook saying, you know, how it could be improved. You know, it's not like EA's ever going to listen to me, but why not? Anyway, so this is back when the genre was fresh, it was original, it was the most amazing thing ever. And the music is... It really is one of a kind, because instead of revolving around a repeating theme or a repeating series of notes, this one, it's just an actual musical piece, and it's really enjoyable. Okay. So, hope you like it.
All right, we'll see how this goes.
And okay, let's go.
Okay, here goes. That second song there was from Baton Kaitos, Eternal Wings in the Lost Ocean. The song was Soft Labyrinth.
That was a good one.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good music from that game and the sequel also. There's some that's not so good, but there's only a couple that are actually bad. Most of it's pretty good stuff, particularly the full orchestral ones. Why are you smelling the microphone?
I'm not. I'm
Does it smell like a beer? Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Foppings.
What? Oh.
Foppings.
Is that your AOL thing? Or
no, it's Facebook chat. Oh,
that's Facebook? Oh.
Yeah, well, no, I'm running it through Adium, which pretty much combines all of my chat clients.
Ah.
I have no idea how to turn off the fopping noises, so there might be some fopping. Ah, other noises.
Noises. Anyway, while these peculiar sounds continue in the background, they may provide a fitting setting for our peculiar fan fiction. Chapter 3, Firmament. God and Jesus fly up into heaven. I need to making of a plan, say God. But suddenly, the firmaments were a fluffy cloud, and God and Jesus fell asleep for a millions years. When they woke up, God observed that the world was full of much pyramids. Oh dear, say God. I fell in asleep for too long. Now the bacteria is evolved to Egyptians. And the world is covering of pyramids. Let's make an observing of the peoples, said Jesus, creating a couch and then sit on it. This shall be much of goodly, say God, who sits down to watch the Egypt world. They looked down and saw the pharaoh. The Pharaoh making a rapings of a woman. The woman ran away from the Pharaoh, but too late. She had been impregnated with a sperm. But the woman was part pyramid, so she worried the baby could turn into a pyramid too. I bored of this story, say God. Make a fast forward. Jesus grabbed at the remote and forwarded 9 months. Oh dear, say the woman.
I am making a pregnant!
She laid a tiny pyramid on the ground. Oh dear, said the woman. I have borne a pyramid! Then she put the pyramid in a crate and drifted it up the sea. I shall name you Moses, say the woman, letting go of crate. The crate drifted up the sea.
Next chapter.
Dead silence means, oh my God, what did you do? Not, please continue.
Egypt world. The crate stopped in a field where the pharaoh was. Oh wow, said the pharaoh. A crate. The pharaoh opened up the crate and a Moses jumped out. I am construction. I am construction of a pyramid, said Moses. Could it be? Asked pharaoh. The woman of raping's child. I gotta get the delivery right. Could it be? The woman's of a raping's child? Pharaoh nodded.
The pyramid nodded.
I be your offspring, shouted Moses. So the Pharaoh took the pyramid in. Moses looked out the window. He was a shock at what he saw. All the other pyramids were huge, but they were being oppressed. The Egyptians...
Help! I'm being oppressed!
Wait. So if the pyramids are the slaves...
Just keep going.
The Egyptians was whipping at them. Oh dear, say Moses, why are you whipping at my construction? Because we Egyptians make a construction. The pyramids are Slavs... No, are Slavs now because they created Jewish, say the Pharaoh. You know, the misspelling actually makes a little bit of sense in a... weird way.
What, Pharaoh?
Well, no, them being Slavs instead of slaves. Yeah. It just makes me laugh a little bit. But I do that, say Moses. I annoy with you. I shall go and find God, and he shall make destruction of you. Suddenly, Ra appeared. You shall not win. I shall destroy your God. Moses ran out the Ram.
He ran out of the ROM?
He ran out of the ROM.
Did he run into the ISO?
Two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff. A truckload of drums fall off the cliff. Doon, 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 doon. Okay. Anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is your music, so why don't you
see it? It's time for a bit more music. So the next two we've got coming up, this first one here is from the Toho Project Games. This one is from the, well, depending on how you count, the 11th or the 14th game in the series. Technically, it's number 11. Subterranean Animism. This is the Stage 4 theme called Heartfelt Fancy. Now, hit it. Second song was the Advent Battle theme from Sins of a Solar Empire.
Very that was wonderful. Sins of the Solar Empire?
Yep.
Wow, that was really good.
Yep, another PC game with some good music, and it sets the tone nicely for what's coming up here.
I can't remember. Was that a Memorpga or an RTS?
RTS.
Okay.
Very slow-paced RTS. But, you know, it's sort of a cross between an RTS and a turn-based strategy, just in the sense that it's slow and, you know, everything moves slowly and you've got this enormous
tech tree. Isaac.
What?
Isaac. See if he notices. Hmm? There's a man over there that I recognize.
Oh, okay.
And again, he's got his headphones on.
Stop hitting the glass.
All right, all right.
Anyway, to our fanfic, Pyramids.
What if I have his... I'll have to turn around. Anyways, I've got to read this one, don't I?
No, this is mine.
All right, you take it away.
Moses walked around Egypt world, and he saw a pyramid. Hello to pyramid, said Moses. I have question for you. You are much bigger than Egyptians. You should make our fightings. No such chance, said the pyramid. We have been cement to the Gorond. Oh no, say Moses. I shall get my god to make a freedom of you all. Suddenly, Anubis popped out from the sand. Woof, woof, barked Anubis, and suddenly God turned into a dog. Oh dear, said God. Your power is too great. Here, said Jesus, holding out a tree branch, here is a staff of many wonderments you shall take and free much pyramids. Moses tried to take the stick, but he was too triangular. Pyramids do not have hands, you buffoon, said God, making paw prints on the floor. So Jesus bought some super glue and glued the stick to Moses.
What?
Now you can use the plougs, said Jesus, but use your powers wisely. Now I am off to change God back into his godly form. And Jesus picked up the dog and teleported away. Moses walked past a forest on his way to the Phaora. One of the trees was burning. This tree create a flame, say Moses. This bad, I should stop. Hello, said the tree. It is I, God. I do not want to talk at you directly, dear Moses, as I am much of canine specimen for the time being. You know what to do. So Moses went off and went into the Phaora's pyramid. Good luck, said the pyramid as Moses go inside. Oh dear, said Phaora. What the rah are you doing inside here? I want you to make a letting go of pyramids, yelled Moses. Ha, 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 say Phaora. Pyramids shall not be let go. So Moses made a light at the end of the stick and set a plougu loose, and all Egyptians die. Oh dear, said Ra. That was blatantly of racism. Now we have no
what?
Religious believers. Bark, bark, barked Anubis. That's right, said God, bursting into the room. And you know, if you have no believers, that a god cannot exist. Oh no, screamed Ra as he Danubed away. God and Jesus laughed. With Anubis gone, God transformed back into his godly self. Moses made the cement Danube away, and all pyramids were free!
Buh.
Just click the next button. Or, actually, okay.
Part two. Across the river Nile. The pyramids were trying to get another part of the Egypt world when suddenly there was a river Nile in the way.
A river Nile appears.
And for those who don't know the story, they're originally trying to cross the Red Sea.
Sorry, I thought Pokemon battle music was necessary since a river Nile appeared. Okay.
Oh dear, say Moses, I shall make a parting so the lake. And so the river Nile parted, leaving a path for them to cross. The pyramids are boring, yelled God. I want people back. They make entertainment. So God zapped a power into the river Nile and went back into one, killing all the pyramids. Oh no, said Jesus. Your plan has made a failings again. I am never happy with any of my creations, say God, except for you, Jesus. You should make some more believers quick, say Jesus. And with that, God zapped some new believers. God and Jesus went back for asleep for a million years to see what happened. There were much dinosaurs. Wah! Said Jesus. The dinosaurs are much violent. So God made a meteor, and it killed all the dinosaurs. All right, said God. We see what survivors evolved to. So God and Jesus went back asleep. When they woke up, there was people everywhere. God saw a crowd in the middle of the town. God went behind them as Jesus watching. Now then, said God. I am God. Do not turn around. I shall not allow you to see all the crowd turn around. Didn't you listen? Yelled God.
You have angered the mighty wrath of God.
Yeah, but this God doesn't really sound, you know, godly. I mean, look at the writing of this.
It has three exclamation marks.
So God turned all the crowd into salt pillars. Is this like a terrible play on the Sodom and Gomorrah story?
Yes, continue.
Then God created some chips and started to cover the chips in salt and eat them. I don't think you should eat all that salt, said Jesus. Say, Jesus. Quiet, said God. I decided. Then God had a heart attack and went to the hospital. Oh, dear, said God while sitting on the hospital bed. Jesus, when I'm in the hospital, I want you to look after my world, Earth, for me. Jesus nodded. I think it's about time I give it a go, anyways, said Jesus, who left the hospital. I will make sure to visit.
And there's one left, but we'll do that after just a little bit.
He ate them. God ate them.
And then they gave him a heart attack.
Chips.
I'll take a potato chip and eat it.
Music, please.
Music. Music coming right up. What we've got here is, this might actually be a bit of a pain to make work here, but what we've got coming up is four very, very brief background music pieces from the game Parsec 47. Freeware, basically arcade-style shoot-em-up.
Parsec as in?
As in
the Kessel Run?
As in the unit of distance.
I made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
What? I don't get it.
I'm quoting Star Wars.
Oh.
That's Han Solo's claim to fame. He made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
But a parsec is a measure of distance.
Yes, I know, but the people on Wikipedia made the argument that since the Kessel Run swings by a black hole, they were able to swing closer to it than any other ship, thereby cutting the amount of distance that it took.
Oh, fans.
I know.
Anyway, music from Taurus Trooper. Enjoy.
Song.
Indeed, many of them are quite abrupt. That's just taken straight from the game. I mean, it's not edited or anything. I just took it straight out of the game file.
Oh, wow. Cool beans. And I see you've got Katamari all prepped.
Yep, for when we're finished. Because, well, we're going to finish this up, and then we're going to have one more song of mine, and then we're going to put on the Katamari Damacy soundtrack for probably around more than 12 hours. Regardless, chapter the final. Chapter 7, Going to the Earth. When Jesus got back to Earth, people had evolved back again. Now is time for me to leave my mark on the world, say Jesus, and so Jesus went to Earth. Oh no, say Jesus, I can no just randomly appear. That no good, I have to be born, so these primitive creatures shall accept me in their society. Jesus went to the hospital. God, oh such a pleasant God, say Jesus. What you want this time, say God. I need you to projection yourself and make a rapings of a woman so I can be born. I want a nice woman, though, no bad ones. God nodded. Go, my son, I shall create the rapings you require. So Jesus turned himself into a baby. Meanwhile, Mary was cleaning her cows. I'm off to tend the two sheep, say Joseph. Okay, say Mary. Suddenly, God appeared. I shall have my way with such one of the female gender.
Wait, I think I'm going to get to deliver it. I shall have my way with one of the female gender! Well, he roars it.
Oh no, yelled Mary. Suddenly, a white light encased Mary. Then the light disappeared. You have created a raping! Screamed God. Now give birthing to my son. Lay him on the ground before me. But, sir, say Mary, we humans can no give birth for 9 months. God grabbed at the remote and forwarded 9 months. You fool, yell Mary, Joseph has leaved me. He say I created the cheatings. I sad now. Mary made a sadly.
Hello.
Shut up and lay my son on the ground, screamed God.
I think it's more like, shut up and lay my son on the ground.
Mary born to Jesus. Hello, said Jesus. Now then, said God calmly. It says, said God calmly, but it's all in capital letters. And it has multiple
exclamation parts. Are you ready to unleash the fury of Caps Lock?
Caps Lock is cruise control for cool. But even with cruise control, you still need to steer. Now then, said God calmly, you shall look after my son here on earth, or God help me, I shall send you to hell.
Did God just say, God help me?
Yes, he did. So Mary looked after Jesus until he was an adult. And then Jesus left. You've ruined my life, screamed Mary as Jesus ran away. This isn't going as planned, said Jesus. It's going great, say God. You see. Or maybe that's supposed to be, you see.
Or maybe you'll see.
As in, that second one was in, you'll see.
Is there one? I think there's one more chapter.
Nope, that's it.
No, there's gotta be.
No, there's not another chapter.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Well, thank God it's
over. Well, that was lousy.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, okay, I can sort of forgive, like, bad English from someone for whom it's not their first language, but the fact that this makes no sense and is just factually incorrect in every regard, and biblically incorrect, too.
I did like the shut up part. That was kind of funny.
Shut up and lay my son on the ground.
Hey, before we run out of time, you wanted to close with... Oh, we are out of time. Do you want to go to Katamari Damacy or do this last
song? No, we've still
got
a few minutes because we started a bit late. So we're going to put one last song on. This is one more song from the Toho Project for now. This is some Game Perfect Cherry Blossom. This is the, not just the extra stage theme, this is the second extra stage theme. It's not even that. It's the boss of the second extra stage theme. This is Yukari Yakumo's theme, Necrophantasia. And then we'll have Katamari for you. And so, until next week...